Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It is a revolution. It's a barbecue revolution, and you're right in the middle of it if you're listening to this show. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's revolving over there, buddy?
That's a good intro there, Jop. I like that. It is a revolution. Everywhere you go, you see barbecue coming up in the Midwest. I told you I was out in Pennsylvania, and I made brisket, of course, because that's my favorite thing to make, my favorite thing to eat. And sorry about the noise. We have construction going on outside, and it just probably sounds horrible over the radio. But those people, most of the people had never had brisket.
Really?
Out east, it's you know, it's like lacrosse caught on out here from out east.
Yeah.
Barbecue's not really catching on yet out there. It's hardly even a – they were just gorging on it.
Sure.
They were gorging. And I had so many people say, you know, this is like the best meat I've ever had in my life. What? This is crazy. And it's like, yeah, you know, just get a smoker, dude. You can do it.
Right. Yeah. Slow, low, lots of flavor.
Yep.
Right, exactly.
So, one of my fishing buddies and Air Force buddies is on the live line right now. His name is Tim Beaver, and he's got a cool mission that we want to help him out with. So let's go to Timmy.
How we doing, fellas?
All right, man.
Hey, Tim, it's good to hear your voice again, man. So break this down for us. You're doing a noble act. We've been a part of it for a couple times, and boy, this is something that just we feel so strongly about, the things that you're doing. So tell our listeners what's going on.
Okay, next weekend, starting Friday the 23rd, and it's going to run through the 27th. We're doing a free veterans hunt, which has also been opened up to law enforcement since they've been getting such a bad rap lately. We just feel it's our way of saying, hey, we appreciate what you do. But what it boils down to is that we take vets out hunting, pheasant hunting for a day. It's five birds per guy that we put out in the field for them. We have excellent dogs to guide through the hunts for that, and allow people just to go out and have a good old time and think about something other than what they've gone through. Those that have seen the crap, this is a chance for them to just release, let go, have a good time, and have some good camaraderie and some good food with everybody else that's there. We're going to try this year, we're going to try and get us a helicopter to fly over and do a low flyover, and possibly some aircraft doing a flyover on Friday. But with election year coming up, that could be tough to do. But it's all in all, it's a great time. We have everything you need. If you don't have a shotgun, we'll get you a shotgun. If you're a disabled veteran, we have power chairs to get you out. We even can stand a paralyzed veteran up so he can shoot in a standing position.
Yeah, Tim, I saw those. That was the most amazing thing I'd seen. They're like a little they got little tracks on them, and these things can go up to like a 50-degree angle without tipping over. And when the dog goes on point, they can hit a button on this chair, and it takes them from a sitting to a standing position, so that they can shoot.
Yep.
For those that maybe don't have use of their extremities or what have you. Just a fantastic piece of equipment, and the company that puts those out just lets you use these things for the whole event.
So, Tim, tell our listeners how they can help or participate.
Okay, we're looking for sponsorship. Monetary is the best way to do this. We've figured it's going to set us back $20,000 this year. It's $70. Per hunter is what we've got it broken down to. Once again, that gets each hunter five birds, a guide, a dog, and an all-day buffet. We're expecting at least 250 hunters this year. We acquired another 240 acres, so the preserve has grown, as well as our hunt has grown. This is our 11th year of doing this, and it started out with just two Vietnam vets 11 years ago. And
yeah,
it's grown to, last year we had 175 people.
Well, Jop's a big beer hunter. Jop's a big beer.
Damn, he let the cat out of the bag.
He's a beer hunter and a big bird hunter, but he was pretty blown away to watch all these vets show up and get a chance to have some fun. And I was too, and I of course love all these any veteran event. You and I are Air Force brothers, but there's every branch there, and of course there's now the police, which is a great thought on your part. How can people donate?
They can go online to preservehunts.net. They can get a hold of Chuck Connor at Tail of the Wagon. That's the name of the hunt preserve that it's at. Or we can you can go through. We do have a web page. I'm hoping it's up and running. There's one on Facebook, Tail of the Wagon. There's a one of the guides, Kathy Birch, had went and set up a GoFundMe account through Facebook.
Great.
And,
that's called Tails a Wagon. They have a website, and preservehunt.org. You can check those out online, and you can donate. If it's $70 a hunter, if you could kick in $70 one more guy who's probably done something really great for you and you don't know him, nameless, faceless, but he's hurting or he's been hurt or he's just needing a little stress relief because maybe he carries some scars of war or... You know, there's plenty of veterans that didn't see battle that still suffer because their brothers are suffering. So any of the vets that show up, we want to help them out and give them some love. And what you do and what Chuck does and all the volunteers is really awesome. We met some great people up there. And if I wasn't going to be out in Toronto doing a barbecue, I would be there, brother.
You know, we got a barbecue sitting there waiting for you guys to come and burn some of these birds on, you know. We hope to see you back there again soon, you know. And as far as, you know, spectators or volunteers, we're not going to turn anybody away.
Yeah.
Somebody wants to come on up. If they can't do the monetary thing, but they want to volunteer their time, we are not going to turn you away.
Hey, you know what, Tim? I can make time to do that. I can absolutely make time to do that. You're up in Marion, Michigan, which is in the Cadillac area, correct?
Yes, we're just southeast of Cadillac.
Right, that's exactly right. I can't guarantee which day, but you're there Thursday through Monday?
I will be there, yep, Thursday till Tuesday I will be there.
All right. I will darken the driveway and show up, and I'll cook all the birds you want cooked, brother, because this is a great thing, and I'm happy to do it. Bob's going to be out of town, but I know I can get up there and make some time to help you out with that.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. And like I say, this is the 11th year we've been doing it. We're hoping to keep it going and it just keeping getting bigger. And more of these vets that think that there's nothing out there for them can hear about this and come on up and see what we do. We encourage people to come and see what we do. That's the best way to get the word out.
Yep.
If you have a good time while you're there, you enjoy it.
Okay, Tim, we are on a hard break. I didn't get to see you in Pentwater this year or Silver Lake. I mean, I miss you. So
yeah,
you're a good man.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Hey, like you say, you get a chance to come on back. Just give us a holler, and we will get you out on a hunt. That is not a problem.
Okay, thanks so much, Tim.
All right, bud. Hey, you have a great day, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, right. That's Tim Beaver. Good man, him and Chuck.
Good man, time for
work.
A little man law.
Now you're a man, a man, man, man. Now you're a man, a manny, manny, man, a man, man, man. You are now a man, you're a man. Now you're a man.
All right, today's man law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty in the Lower Peninsula. Bar none.
Right.
And I got a nice little text from Tony today with a picture of that smoker I got him. And he was just thankful that I got him into barbecue because he loves smoking butts and briskets.
Right.
So that's a cool place, good family. Today's man law, any dispute lasting any longer than 3 minutes will and must be settled by rock, paper, scissors. There is no argument too important for this determining method.
That noise in the background is not my stomach.
Now it's a hammer drill.
Yeah, now it's a hammer drill. They're beating on the outside of the building here. We apologize, but not much we can do at this point.
No, it's the slightest little hiccup. It's okay. So Don't forget to get over to Snap Fitness and get signed up and get your fat butt into shape, because it is the place for a very small fee. You can get a Snap card like we all have, and you can swipe it in. You can go in and work out anytime you like. And you can start off with just the lightest little workouts, but I'll tell you for a fact that when you swipe that card and you walk in, the second you walk in, the endorphins kick in and you'll be ready to get going. And the more you go, the more that effect takes place. And even if you fell off for a little bit, get back at it, because there's nothing better than a healthy body.
Well, and summer's done now, so you got time to do that. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We got one more little bonus segment for you, so stick with us. We'll be back.